This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This city, this organization means so much to me and my family. The people here from top to bottom, you know, with Dayton, JJ, Sharpie, Ned, you know, all the people I've met in my life, you know, over my playing career, it's been the main reason. The one constant was always Kansas City. And, you know, I've had so many phenomenal memories here. And to be able to, you know, come back here, this role that I'm in right now, it means a lot. It's very special. And the main thing is it's an honor to be able to be welcome back here. You know, I remember when I was a kid, when I was younger, older players would come back and, you know, talk to us and be around. And the older I got and the more I played, the longer I've been able to play, you see how much of an honor it is that you did something special in the organization, that they are willing to let you come back and hang out. And I feel very fortunate and blessed to be able to do that.
You told a story last year on the podcast about one of your kids on your way back from Kansas City after the 14 celebration, where they said, you know, Dad, they really love you in Kansas City. Did you know that, or was that reinforced when you came back for that reunion last year?
I knew that. You know, when you're playing there for as long as we did, you feel the love every single day. It's not when you come back. It's not, you know, 10 years later. Every single day those people show up, those fans show up, they cheer, they're loud, they have your back through thick and thin, and to be able to, you know, go out there every single day and perform. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's like Salvi, I hadn't seen my wife in a long time. It's like we never left. So it's a special place to be, and to be called a Royal, it's an honor, and, you know, I'm very thankful that I got drafted by this organization. I get to end my career with this organization.
What are some of your favorite memories that stand out when you think about the Royals?
A lot of the memories that I have are, you know, obviously you got the 15 World Series, which is one of the best, but, you know, a lot of my memories are off the field in the clubhouse, hanging out with my friends, hanging out with the boys, getting to know, you know, all the staff, all the training staff. And, you know, when you're grinding it out for 162 games a year, it really becomes more of a family. And, you know, those are the memories I'm going to treasure more than anything. But as far as playing wise, field wise, I mean, diving into the stands, making a catch is pretty special. Being able to, you know, hit big home runs and big moments in the postseason, in the 14 series against the Angels, hit that home run, it's pretty special. But, you know, all the work that went up into, you know, after getting drafted and then finally having the World Series, I think is probably the most special moment in my career as a player. And, you know, to be able to share that with this organization and the front office and the staff and everybody that was involved in that, it's a pretty special feeling.
You've always worn your heart on your sleeve. Have you thought about what that's going to be like at Kauffman with everyone giving you that love?
You know, I've been doing the podcast a little bit more, so I'm starting to feel a little bit better with public speaking. But, you know, last year we did the 14 reunion. You know, it was pretty special being able to be on the field. But yeah, I saw Lo Kane do his, and, you know, I was still playing. I was crying watching him do his, so I can't imagine it's going to be much different than that. But you know, I'm going to have my wife and my family there and my kids, and so hopefully I don't cry too much. But, you know, it's going to be amazing. You know, it's, again, to be able to, you know, have the ability to come back and do this and JJ to have the, you know, the trust in me and the love for me to let me be a Royal one more time. It really means a lot, not just to me, but my family. So it's pretty amazing.
What was it about that group? Because, you know, it had been 30 years since anybody really won anything in Kansas City. You guys never really bought into the you can't win in Kansas City. What was it about that unit?
I think the guys that were around, you know, and we say this all the time. It starts from the top down, and you get the right people in leadership. You know, their goals and their views kind of trickle down into, you know, the coaching staff, the front office, you know, and then all the way down to the players. And when the players start believing in something, that's a special thing. It's something you can't take out of them. And, you know, the first day I got drafted, I told Dayton, I said, I want to win a World Series in Kansas City. And he said the same thing back to me. And from then on, it's just, how do we do it? And we were fortunate enough to obviously to win one. But, you know, Dayton and JJ and Sharpie did a phenomenal job putting the right guys in place, getting the right leadership in Ned and the right coaching staff, and just trusted and believed in all of our abilities as players and, you know, us as men, and let us go out there and play. And again, you know, we came up through the minor leagues together and formed a family bond that still sticks to this day. So I think that was the main key, the main ingredient for everything.
How much did you enjoy watching the boys get back to October last year, and what are you excited to impart on
it? It was special watching those guys get there. You know, I've talked to Vinny a little bit, and, you know, just talking to him, this team reminds me of those 14 to 15 teams, but different, because they're not us. They have phenomenal players, and it's a different recipe for what they're going to do. But just the way they go about the game, the way they play the game the right way, they play hard, they have to do the little things, and it's just such a fun team to watch. It's an easy team to cheer for, and obviously I'm very biased because I am a Royal, but it's such a great group of guys, and it's a team you want to see win. And I mean, you guys know me, I expect for them to win the World Series every time, every year. I mean, that's the goal. That's why you step on the field. It's why you come to play baseball every day. It's why you're here at 6 a.m. Grinding it out before anybody gets here and no one sees. But this group of guys is special. And I'm excited to see how it goes, man. I mean, I love being here. I love watching them and the hard work and dedication they're putting in every single day, you know, in the off season, and just the couple hours I've been here watching them, it's a special group.
Is it wild? I mean, it was George and Willie and those guys coming back when you were playing. Now it's you and Holland and Wade and the guys. Does that feel right?
It feels awesome. Again, to be asked to come back as a player means you did something right in your time with that organization, and you made an impact. And I think that's a pretty special feeling, selfishly for me, because, you know, I love this organization, and for me to be able to come back here and, you know, just hang out with the boys and, you know, maybe shed a little bit of knowledge on something that one of these guys might have a question on, and maybe just be a little voice to help somebody out. I don't know, but the honor is real. It's a special feeling to be able to step back into that clubhouse and put this uniform on again and be considered a Kansas City Royal once again. So to be able to do that, I don't know if that makes sense. It's really weird, but it's an incredible honor to be able to be welcomed back here.
You enjoyed being the vet at the end of your career, helping the next generation.
Yeah, you know, that's something, you know, that was instilled in me at a young age in professional baseball with Dayton and JJ and Sharpie, was when you're done playing, you need to give back to this game. You know, you're going to learn a lot throughout your career, and those experiences could help the next generation of players. And I took that seriously. And when I was, you know, at the end of my career playing wise, I was able to do that with some of the younger guys, some of the guys that are actually on this team now. You know, India, got to play with him in Cincinnati, and to be able to, you know, share that wisdom and now being on the other side of it, as a different set of eyes, it's pretty special. And I take it pretty seriously, because I know how much the guys that came back meant to me.